Hey, everybody out there, this is Brad, and today we're coming at you with something a little bit different. We want to talk about a serious topic, something that occurred last year on April 19th, 2017. Now, on this day, the world found out that football star Aaron Hernandez, turned convicted murderer, had taken his own life in his own jail cell. But we have to ask the questions. What exactly happened to Aaron Hernandez? What could have possibly turned him into a killer? What went wrong? Pro football career, the looks, the money, the fame, and he turned murderer. Did his football career play a part in it? These are the things that we need to know. So what the Spotlight team is going to do for you is dive into the world of the hot, debated topic of CTE and brain damage, and they are going to dive into the mind of convicted murderer Aaron Hernandez, and they're going to possibly answer the questions of whether or not some of the people around him could possibly be responsible for the man who he inevitably became. Now, what you guys are about to hear is a preview of Gladiator, Aaron Hernandez in Football Inc. And from investigative sports reporter Bob Holder, he is going to take you to the first leap behind one of the most troubling stories in recent sports history. Now, it's a story that is multi-layered and it runs much deeper than you can ever think. And while you're listening to this preview, I want everybody out there to subscribe to Gladiator, Aaron Hernandez, and Football Inc. And whether it's on Apple Podcasts, or however, wherever you may be listening to this, you can also find a link in the episode notes. And I hope you help us spread the word because this is a story that everybody needs to hear.
It's 3:07 in the morning. A 911 call comes in from Sousa Baranowski Correctional Center, a maximum security prison in Massachusetts.
I need a ALS ambulance for an inmate hanging.
Okay, I'm going to put you on with Wood. 1 minute.
Thank you.
A man has been found hanging from a makeshift noose made from a bedsheet in his cell. The emergency medical team arrives at the prison at 3:29 a.m. By then, prison guards have cut the inmate down and performed chest compressions. 20 minutes later, he still isn't breathing. A little after 4 in the morning, an hour after the first 911 call, the man is officially pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. He was one of 14 inmates to die by suicide that year in Massachusetts prisons. And he was the only one of those 14 whose suicide made big headlines. First in New England.
Fox 61's Caitlin Gosling. She has the latest details as well as reaction. Caitlin?
Yeah, Aaron Hernandez was discovered dead in his prison cell by corrections officers in Shirley, Massachusetts, just after 3 o'clock this morning.
Then the story went national.
Breaking news, Aaron Hernandez, the former Patriots tight end, committed suicide.
Aaron Hernandez, who was found dead in his prison cell
tonight. What was discovered written on Aaron Hernandez's head when he was found in that cell?
On that early morning in April of 2017, Hernandez became one of a number of famous ex-football players who've taken their own lives. Did his brain injuries from football contribute to his downfall? How did his many deep secrets, including about his sexuality, shape the course of his life? Aaron Hernandez went from a star athlete to a convicted murderer to a suicide victim. What could anyone have done to prevent it? That was just a preview of Gladiator, Aaron Hernandez and Football Inc. To hear the rest of this episode, subscribe to Gladiator, Aaron Hernandez and Football Inc. on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts, or find a link in the episode notes.